Rabbi Isaiah, good morning, a good Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Parshas Kisisa. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Kisisa, in the year Tavshin Pei Beis. And this recording is being recorded in a little bit of a different venue. You might hear some music in the background, because the Rebbetzin and I have taken a Shabbos weekend off up north to see and to daven by the Kfarim, and to see the Galil, to see the Kinneret, and to be in the city of Tzfas, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Presently we're in Tveria, and this morning I was zeichet to daven by the great tzaddik, Rav Dov Kook. Shlita is one of the great mekubalim over here. Ended up finding his shul b'mikre, or shelo b'mikre, and I was zeichet to a very, very special davening over there. Rabbi, sometimes just to sit and daven with the Ribbono Shel Olam and to talk to him and to really express yourself, express the words. Sometimes it's worthwhile for someone really to take time out. You know, a lot of times we're in the express mode. We have to get to the minyan, we have to get there on time, we have to finish on time. Sure, all of us have responsibilities, and that's all part of life. But every once in a while, a person has to take a break and a person has to just stop and to say the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Velokei Aviseinu, and to really think about what that means, the father of our forefathers, the fathers of Avram. What does it mean to be the father of Avram, the God of Avram, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and how we relate to them, how we relate to the others, and there automatically we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then every single bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, to pour out our hearts and our minds, and to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for all of the brachas. So every once in a while, it's worthwhile to take a little bit of a break, and that's what the Rebbetzin and I are doing. We've had a recovery from the illness that we went through, and Baruch Hashem, we're very, very thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a personal reflection, but I feel that everyone can learn from personal reflections as well. So what are we going to speak about today? Parshas Kisisa, the parshas of the Machtzis HaShekel. It's such a parsha. It's packed with so many things. It's deceptively easy and deceptively difficult. So familiar the way we look at the major part of the parsha, which is the parsha of the Egel, the Chet of the Egel. We all have reflections on it. Perhaps today we'll try just to flesh it out a little bit. But let's start out with a few vertlach on the parasha. We'll get some chizuk. And we know that there's some gevaldik of Vilna Goins over here in the parasha of the Machtzis HaShekel. And we know the famous vart that the Balaturim himself already says it. But the Vilna Goin says it in such a beautiful way. Kisisa Ezreish B'nei Yisrael, the first pasuk, Lifkudehem. When you're going to count Klal Yisrael, V'nasnu ish kaifer nafshe. Each person should give a kaifer nefesh. And the Vilna Gaon points out, and the Baal HaTorah points out, V'nasnu can be read both backwards and forwards. And it's teaching us a lesson. That's what the Baal HaTorah says, that when a person gives, it always returns. The V'nasnu, you give, but you should recognize V'nasnu, it's going to revert back to you. The Vilna Gaon is medayik from the Tam. The tamim of the kriya is kadma v'ozla, and he brings down that there's a remez to what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. Reb Chiya said to his wife, "When you see an ani, quickly you should run out to give them bread, in order that when your children will need something, when they'll be aniim, then someone will go out to greet them as well and will share with them." So she said, Are you cursing me? She said, you're cursing our children, they should become aniyim. So he said, no, I'm not cursing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a gal gol achayzer in the world. This is the way of the world. Sometimes people are up and sometimes people are down. And the Gaon says, that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Kadma v'ozla. Go out v'ozla and greet someone else with the bread. Make sure that if you're fortunate, you're able to share with others. Do it, because the world is a galgal achayzer, v'nasnu. It will return, it will be brought back to you. And this is a great lesson when we think about what we're hearing in the world, and the tzaras of the rabbim. We spoke about it in the yeshiva this week. We should recognize that when we speak about being mishtatif in the tzar of the tzibur, it's not just to think about it, but it's really to go out and to do actions. And we said over from the Mashgiach Revolbi that he's medayik that says Vayetzei Moshe Vayar b'sivlois Moshe Rabbeinu went out and he saw the affliction of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. And the Chazal tell us that what did Moshe Rabbeinu do when he saw this? He went and he picked up the heavy burden that another Jew was carrying, the bricks, the heavy mortar and the heavy bricks that the Jews had to carry. And he helped one Jew and he helped another Jew. And because without action, without actually actualizing our feelings that the Klal Yisrael is bitzar, then it doesn't really have an effect. But what kind of effect? He only helped Moshe Rabbeinu, could only help a few people. There were thousands and millions of, 600,000 that were carrying the burden. So what is it going to help? The answer is that when one person does it, another person does it. And this is the way of Yidden. Famous Maisa with Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel, when the CEO of Starbucks, Harold Schultz, came to Eretz Yisrael together with a group of Gvirim, and they came into Reb Nosson Zvi's house, and they saw this very ill person with Parkinson's, and Reb Nosson Zvi looked at them in the eye and he says, "Don't be embarrassed, look at me straight in the eye, and I want to give you a message." And the message was, he asked him a question, "What do you think is the message of the Holocaust?" Now these guys were all big professionals, high-level CEOs, multimillionaires. Each one was squirming in their seat. And one of them said, "Well, never again. The lesson is we will not let it happen again. And the Jews are not going to go like sheep to the slaughter," which was a statement that people used to say, not recognizing that it was quite impossible when they were dealing with the Nazis, to be able to fight against the Nazi war machine. But Reb Nosson Zvi said, that's not a lesson never again, because a Jew, we always know there's anti-Semitism, and a Jew can never be assured of what's going to happen. Other people try to give other reasons. Reb Nosson Zvi said, "I want to tell you what the reason is. The lesson of the Holocaust is that in the darkest times, when there was a Jew in the camps and he didn't have enough food for himself, but he saw another person that was destitute, was less than him, he would take from his bread and he would share it with them." And he used to say the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the greatest generation is the generation of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that were six people that were able to cover themselves with one talis. So Yeshisha Miskasim Talis Echas. And that's the Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo. That's greater than any other generation. It's greater than the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is called Sheker Achein. The Hevel Hayoifi, the Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo, is when we share with each other. And he used to show what Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to do. He used to pick up his frack and say, "How can you have six people being covered with one talis? One talis is only enough for one." He says that each person, like we know, when you're in bed and your child is with you, and he starts pulling the blanket towards you, and you start pulling the blanket back towards you, everyone's pulling the blanket because they want to get warm. But if each person will give to the other, then Reb Chaim used to say, you can have six people because each person is giving to the other. So this is one of the lessons that we speak about at the beginning of the parasha. How do we go into the week? How do we go into the Shabbos? We go in with a kisisa, v'nosno ish kaifer nafshay. Then the pasuk says, "Zayitnu kol ha'ivra al pakudim machzis ha'shekel." Everyone that passed over and was counted, each person gave a machzis ha'shekel. And everyone speaks about what's the purpose of giving a machzis ha'shekel. Well, first of all, why don't you give a shekel? If you're already going to give, we know we usually try to give completeness. We don't try to give, we don't try to do something less than perfect. So why are we only giving a half? Like we says, a pais gop, pais pogum, a mizbeach shenifkam. Everything that's nifchas always has some sort of lacking in it. So why over here is the mitzvah specifically that it should be machzis? And the Vilna Gaon says, the famous Vilna Gaon's pshat, machzis has five letters, and in it you have the mem in the beginning and the tof at the end, and you have the chetzi in the middle. What is the concept? The concept is that the last letter, the first letter, mem and tof, that's misa, mace. In the middle you have chai and tzaddik. If a person wants to know how he could separate the mem from the tuf and stay alive, stay away from Misa, by having life through giving tzedakah. When a person gives tzedakah, tzedakah tatzel mimavis, the tzedakah will give a person the chiyus which he needs. Chai tzaddik. These are the inner letters. And therefore the Torah is reflecting upon this. They're saying, machzis, why don't you give a machzis? Why don't you reflect upon the fact that when a person gives tzedakah, he's removing the mace. And like it says, Eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba b'semichel me'ushar. It's a tree of life to the people that support, and especially when you support, when a person is able to support those in need, and leim de teira, aniyim, and that will bring a person to the inyan of what? Of chayim, machzis. Another remez, always saying a lot of from the Vilna Gaon now, ha'asher layarbe v'adal layamit. So over here he brings down again another, the nigun of the trup is on ha'asher layarbe is munach revi'i. What's the pshat munach revi'i? Because the wealthy person, we know the wealthy person, it says he shouldn't give more than a machzis. But it's being miramis what the Gemara tells us, that even if a person is going to give hamavazves al yavazves yosim mechaymish, if a person is going to give tzedakah, he shouldn't give more than a fifth of his wealth. You're right? You're going to give up to a fifth. And that's the pshat. Munach revi. Even the usher has, he shouldn't give more than a chamishis, so he can only give dalat chalokim. But he can't give the extra fifth. The chelik chamishi, he's not allowed to be mevazves. Rabbi said, these are gevaldik ramazim in the beginning of the parasha. As we said, that the parasha has a very, very complicated and a very, very deep sugya, which is the parasha of the chet of the eagle. And we know that all the tzaros that we have today all have are imparted from the chet of the eagle. And it's really hard to understand how could Klal Yisrael really commit an avera of such magnitude after such a short time. And it's worthwhile to know that when you learn the parasha, a person has to know that one that analyzes it on a simple fact and doesn't realize there's tremendous, tremendous depth over here. And it doesn't make any sense that Klal Yisrael should have sinned in such a far-reaching avera. Even though Rashi HaKadosh points it out and says that they did really three averas. He says they did Gil Arayas, they did Shvichas Damim, they killed Chor, and Avodah Zarah, when they made the Egel Azov. But it's worthwhile to say over what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming late because they made a cheshbon that he was supposed to come down on the 40th day, and they didn't realize that it included the first day, that the first day was not included, and they had to wait till the next day. So the Torah tells us, according to Lashon the Ramban, he says, "Kizeh ase v'yomer elav kum ase lanu Elohim asher yelchu lefaneinu." So let's make for us a God that will go in front of us. The Ramban, Lashon the Ramban is Hakosav Hazem Mefateach Ladas Nachan Inyan Egel Machsheves Oisov. This is really teaching us a tremendous lesson into the thoughts of the people that wanted to make the Egel Azov. Ki biyodua Shelohay Yisrael Surim Shemayishu Elokim. We know that Klal Yisrael did not believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was God. They thought that what Moshe Rabbeinu was a seer, or Moshe Rabbeinu was a conduit in order to lead them. He was the source, he was the pipeline to get them closer to Hashem. They wanted to have another Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu is not alive, we want to have some source that will what? That will allow us to get closer to Hashem. And they said, Nasalanu Moshe Acher Shiyoru Haderech Lefenein Al Pi Hashem. The Ibn Ezra says, Chalila, Chalila, Sha'asa Aaron Avodah Zarah. Chalila Zayda, Aaron made an Avodah Zarah. Gam Yisrael Lebikshah Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael did not want to make an Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael had Machshavas Tovas. But the underlying factor, there was some lack of belief in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the ego came about. And it really reflected that deep down inside of them, they did want an Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't mean that they actually did a Maisa Avodah Zarah. And he teaches us a lesson that when a person davens, we have to recognize we're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't want any in-between. And that's really the difference between Judaism and Christianity. Christianity believes in a physical, and we believe in a complete, complete spiritual. And there's no connection between the two. The last thing we want to say is that we live in a world where we're after the Chet of the Egel. What happened by the Chet of the Egel? Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he broke the Luchas. The Shviras Haluchas is something which even at the end of the Torah tells us that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Yashar Koyach Sheshibarta, he thanks Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the Luchas. What happened when the Luchas were broken? When the Luchas were broken, the Torah now is not being given to us on a matzav of without sin. We're in a matzav of chet and a matzav of sin. And this is what we have to realize, that the avoda of our generation is to recognize we live in a generation where there is chet, but we can bring the Torah down to our level, and the great tzaddikim, the great gedolei hador, they're able to reflect and they'll say, oh, when is it proper and how do we give over the Torah in such a world that we live in? The famous Chazal that says, Yiftach b'dayre kishmul b'dayre. Yiftach was the same as Shmuel. There was the Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, well, who was Yiftach? Yiftach wasn't as big as Shmuel. But he says the Lashon of Yiftach is a Lashon of Pesach. Yiftach showed us the Pesach, how we're able to take the Torah even in our world, and we're able to reflect, and we're able to build ourselves and to build a better world. I see that Reb Volbi says that Reb Chatzkel Levenstein said over when he gave Shmuzin in the Mir, and he gave Shmuzin in Panovich, he once said. He said that in Kelim, they said that you should not teach Bachrim about Gehenim. Because if you teach about Gehenim, it's a Shrek. And it's very, very hard for people to say, you know, we used to have a line in there, Yaakov, you're going to burn in hell. But, you know, that was used in, as a pun in cheek, so to speak. But the truth is, we have to recognize there is Gehenim. But if a person would really understand the depth of Gehenim, it'd be very, very hard for a person to be able to rise up. The Alter from Slabodka said there was once a great Talmud Chacham who made a yeshiva that included secular studies as well. And at that time, many of the Gedolim, they wanted to put that particular yeshiva and that particular Rav into Cherem. And the Alter said, no, our derech is not to put anyone to Cherem. He says, what we're going to do is we're going to speak about Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. We're going to speak about the godless of Adam, what a man can become, and what happened from the altars speaking about Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. They say that the altar really only had one shmuz. The shmuz was how great man can be. And who did he create? Reb Aaron Kotler, Reb Yitzchak Kuttner, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Ruderman, Reb Meir Chodesh, Reb Avram Grzinski, Reb Chatzkel Sarner, all the great gedolim that they led Klal Yisrael after World War II, they built Torah in America, they built Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We have to know how we're going to bring people closer. Even after the Shviras Haluchas, we should realize that we have the ability to rise up in our generation. Ah, Rabbi Isai, as we enter into this Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, in the middle of the month of Adar Rishon, and we hope and we pray and we daven that Yidden throughout the world should be safe. We know that there's discussion right now going on if Russia is going to invade Ukraine, and there are hundreds of thousands of Jews that live in the Ukraine, and we daven that everyone should be safe. We also know that there are tzaras throughout Klal Yisrael, as the Gedolim said this week, everyone should take upon themselves to say at least a perek of Tehillim, to be mechazik in Torah, and especially to do what we said in the beginning of this podcast, which is to care about our fellow Jews. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and we hope and pray, Mitz Hashem, we should be zoichet to the Gula Shleim, Meherev Yameinu, Amen. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening. We want to thank jfoundations.com. If you could sponsor any of our activities, it would be another way of addressing and being able to give over Torah to other people. Go on the website and show your support. Thank you very much for joining us.